Perfect. I'm just saying everybody's calling, so I'm glad that I got you.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot. So how did he sound?
He sounded good. I mean, I've talked to him an awful lot, and I did sense that he's still a little tired, but he was talking clear and certainly talking about things I've never heard him talk about before.
Like what? Go ahead.
Well, just, talking all about what he's been through there in his first week and all the different things that are happening. He seems really excited about it. He described it like being at a football camp. There's a lot of structure there. A lot of everything from groups of eight down to one-on-one. And he really likes the people, the other patients that he's with. And, he seems like he's energized by the whole thing. And so, again, it's hard to say, but he definitely seems to be enjoying being in rehab.
Now, do you believe that he's in actual rehab? I mean, that's the big question everybody has, is whether or not, A, he's in a place, and B, telling the truth, just given his past behavior.
Well, it's an interesting question. I do believe that he's in there. I don't, but again, do I have definitive proof? Was I there? No. He certainly told me he was in there. He described the program. I do believe he's in there, but again, I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. I mean, normally as a reporter or a columnist or what have you, you'd like to know where it is, and he wasn't letting me know that.
No, but were you able to just call his cell phone, or did he call you out, or how did that work?
I just called his cell phone, and what happened was I heard that he had called Counselor Denzel Minnewong, so I thought, well, if he's calling people, then why don't I just try his cell phone? I was surprised, John, that he did pick up the phone. But I, from what he said, that he has some privileges with his phone, and he's going to be making constituent calls. So
But that's
surprised at all that.
Yeah, because that seems to go against the whole principle of rehabilitation. I mean, a lot of facilities say, you got to put that stuff away. You got to focus on what you're doing. Can't be distracted. Can't get sucked back into conversations about your lifestyle and your addiction. That's all.
I don't know. I've never been in one, and I don't, I guess that's, it sounds logical, but, and I did get him on the phone. So obviously it's different at this place, or there's some other reason for it.
And he plans to come back, he tells you.
Oh yeah. I mean, he talked all about that, and very strongly that he not only intends to come back, but to win the election. And, that's what he's saying. It sounds like it. He has an understanding of all that has gone on here. We talked about that. But he's confident that this program is going to help him, and he's going to get to come back to work and take a shot at this election.
But Joe, when you say he talked about all that's gone on, I mean, so you've talked to him a lot, and so have lots of us. He has apologized in the past and has seemed to have understood the depths of his fall in the past. Is there anything in that conversation you had with him yesterday that in any way sounded different from any of the other remorseful kind of, oh my God, what have I done? How stupid am I?
Yeah, there's one thing. There's one thing, and he talked about his own anger and dealing with, battling his enemies, that kind of thing. And he said that they're working on that, and that, he's learning some things about himself. So, it did sound genuine to me, and I think he's trying. But again, my job is to chronicle this the best I can, and I try to interpret it. But I gave him the call, and he talked to me. He does sound in good spirits, but also with an understanding that he's got a big uphill battle still, and I think he knows that.
Do you think he knows how long he should have to stay there?
He said there's no timeline for a return. He's got lots of work to do. So it sounds like that he has you know, period of time to go. I mean, this is not going to be easy. I don't think we're going to be able to talk to him all the time, but it's from what I gathered, he was given some privileges for his phone, and he certainly took advantage of it, calling Councillor Minnan-Wong, and he claims constituents and different things. So, you know, time will tell how this all shakes out and what is really going on here. But, I'll take him at his word that he is getting treatment. And, you know, again, as a human being, I wish him well.
What did he say about his brother running for mayor, though?
No, he said he's running for mayor. I mentioned that. He said, no, he's running for mayor, and he'll be back running for mayor. Doug Ford has not said that he's going to run for mayor. He hasn't really commented on it. And, you know, I think from what I understand, if Rob Ford, for whatever reason, was not going to run for mayor, then the obvious choice to fill in for the Ford Nation, you know, kind of voted unofficial party, if you will, would be obviously Doug Ford. But I think there are steps that would have to happen before that occurred. It's not, you know, a crazy idea. It's possible, but I think Mayor Ford made it clear that his intention is to be, you know, the candidate for himself.